On today's show, contrary to popular perception, SUVs are losing market share in the American market. The Obama administration invests in more ethanol pumps, while Honda goes rummaging for college grads. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 29th of 2015. While car sales in the U.S. continue to grow, it's not the same story around the globe. Wards reports that automakers sold 7.1 million vehicles in April, a decrease of less than 1% compared to last year. North America and Europe both posted gains in April, but it wasn't enough to overcome a drop in sales in Asia and South America. A slight fall in China and other big Asian markets led to a 2% drop in that region. But South America is really struggling, with all major markets posting a decrease. Sales were down over 20%. But despite the slip in April, through the first 4 months of the year, global sales are up 0.7% compared to a year ago. No doubt you've seen the stories elsewhere in the media about how Americans have short-term memories and that thanks to cheap gasoline prices, they're running out and buying pickups and SUVs in record numbers. There's only one thing wrong with this story. The facts don't bear it out. So far this year, SUVs of all shapes and sizes have actually lost market share. Sales are up barely 2%, but the overall market has grown nearly 5%. Sales of full-size pickups are about the same as the overall market, so they have not gained any market share at all. Those are the facts. But we're under no illusions. No doubt the media will continue to say that Americans have short-term memories and are buying big trucks and SUVs in record numbers. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Honda, along with its Acura brand, is losing market share in the U.S. And since the company is morally opposed to fleet sales, it has to search for retail customers wherever it can find them. So it's launching a new digital campaign aimed at graduating college students. In short video clips, an all-knowing father figure gives advice on everything from doing your taxes to flossing your teeth. Since it's aimed directly at millennials, the ads will only be promoted on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Acura will have its own campaign called Look the Part, which has people share how they dress to impress. The grads are offered up to $500 towards the finance or lease of a Honda or Acura vehicle. A week ago, we asked for your help identifying this little beach cruiser. And with seemingly little effort, the name Citroen Mahari started popping up on the screen. It seems for some, the most distinguishing features are those three lug wheels. Funny how even the smallest details can be a dead giveaway. Anyway, if you think you have something that would make a good barn find, send it our way to viewermail@autoline.tv, and it may just make its way onto a show. Coming up next, Toyota is doing something that goes against everything Wall Street stands for.
Hey!
Hey!
Did you have a good nap?
The Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you.
Oops.
And you throw at it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Even though there's a lot of controversy with using ethanol in gasoline, the U.S. government still wants Americans to use more. Bloomberg reports that the Obama administration wants to invest $100 million to build more ethanol blender pumps, which allow drivers to choose how much ethanol they want to blend with gasoline. The EPA wants to decarbonize gasoline, that is, reduce the amount of carbon in gas. And the fastest way to do that is by using more ethanol. The EPA especially wants to see more cellulosic ethanol, not corn ethanol, and cellulosic ethanol is just starting to hit the market. Well, Toyota is doing something very interesting. It's issuing a new type of stock that is aimed at long-term investors. The reason Toyota is doing this is what makes it so interesting. It realizes that most investors do not have the patience to wait for returns on investments that could take a long time to pay off. Hydrogen fuel cell cars come to mind. So Toyota is offering shares that will pay a higher dividend, but investors will have to hold on to them for 5 years. Toyota hopes to raise over $4 billion. In a nod to its own history, it's calling these shares Model AA, named after the first car the company ever made. We love keeping you up to speed on the latest developments in connected cars and mobility services, so be sure to watch our coverage of the TU Automotive Detroit Conference next week, where the best minds in the business will be sharing their latest technologies and services. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.